Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Words matter. Somebody say words matter.
Words matter.
Words can kill.
Yes.
Words can make alive. Do we believe in the power of faith in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Saying, be healed.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Is there power in words of faith and anointing that can minister life? Life from the dead. Is it true?
Yes.
Quickening, healing, deliverance. Well, if that's true, the other side of it has to be true too. If words can make alive, words can kill. Words can do damage. Words can destroy. And the reason this is so serious is because if you let the enemy use you to persuade and convince somebody that they are absolutely useless and worthless, when Jesus paid the price for him that he paid, it is personally offensive to God. It's serious. If he says they're valuable enough to pay the blood of the Lamb,
yes,
to get them,
yes,
and you turn around and let the devil use you as a mouthpiece and say you are absolutely worthless, you are good for nothing, and you're convinced them of that,
right,
you should be held accountable.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're responsible,
yes,
for great harm and damage. Thank God if you repent. Right?
Yes.
If you repent, there's forgiveness and cleansing by the same blood. But if you won't, you're in danger. In danger of judgment. Let's all pray. Somebody said out loud, Father God,
forgive me
for saying any words
that
the enemy could use
to hurt people,
devalue them,
belittle them.
Forgive me.
It's wrong.
It's serious.
I judge it.
And I ask you,
help me to see
how to use words
that edify,
that build up,
that make strong.
In Jesus' name.
Here am I.
Use me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Make up your mind. You're not going to let the enemy use your mouth to hurt somebody's image and identity and worth. Are we serious about this, saints? They are not empty-headed idiots. They are not good for nothing. I don't care what they've done. There's something that gives them value that supersedes anything they've ever been or done.
Right.
Something that can't change. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. Who are you? What makes you who you are? What good are you? What worth are you? A whole lot of people would say, well, you know, I'm not the worst. I ain't the best. You know, I don't make much difference, I guess, but you know, I love the Lord. I pray sometimes. What are you saying? I ain't much. I ain't nothing. But I ain't much. I'm a little bit, but not too much. Who told you that? Based on what? I said, based on what? Well, I've made so many mistakes. I have messed things up so badly, then your identity is the one who messes things up. I am such a failure. I've been married and divorced 9 times. My kids are a disaster. I've gone bankrupt 5 times. I'm a failure. Based on what?
Man, come on.
Who are you? Well, I used to be pretty good such and such. But you know, now I'm old. I have trouble remembering stuff. I'm just happy to be here. What are you saying? I'm not much. I'm an insignificant speck on a tiny planet twirling in the cosmos. No. No. I said no.
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 The creator of the universe said, you are the apple of his eye. Oh, come on. Come on. He said he keeps up with the numbers of hairs on your little head. He knows right where you are. He knows your name. And he wanted you. Before you ever came on this planet, he knew you. He knew who you'd be, and he wanted you. I said he wanted you. Even when he knew all the dumb stuff you would pull and all the mistakes you would make, knowing all that, he still bought and paid for you with the precious blood of the Lamb and said, they are mine. They are mine. I want them. I will pay anything it takes to get them. That's who you are. That's what you are. That cannot be taken away from you. Somebody's getting it. Somebody's getting it. More boy comes and goes. Fast car boy comes and goes. Karate boy comes and goes. Preacher boy. What if something happened that I didn't preach? Do I sit at home and feel sorry for myself? Because I'm nothing anymore? I'm nobody? Only if my identity is in something that can I can lose or that can be taken away from me. Who are you? Who are you? Can you take a little bit more?
Yes.
I know I'm giving you a lot, but there's a lot in the Bible.
Amen.
There's a lot about this. We're laying a foundation, which leads us perfectly to our next verse. Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Back in the 70s and the 80s, we made confessions. We still do. But a lot of folks don't. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Back in the 70s and the 80s, we had confession lists. And one of the things we confessed is who we are in Him, in Christ. Anybody ever confessed that before? Who we are in Him. Not who we are on the family tree. Not who we are on the football field or in the office or in academia.
Amen.
Who we are in Christ. How many understand? In Christ is something that's never going to change. In Christ is something you can't lose. In Christ is something that will never be taken away from you.
Praise God.
That's who I am.
Amen.
I said, that's who I am. That's who I am. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Matthew 7 says, verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in your name? In your name we cast out devils? In your name done many wonderful works? And I'll prophesy to them, I never knew you. Their identity was in things they had done. He said, I don't know you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Their hearts weren't right. They weren't right. Therefore, somebody say, therefore.
Therefore.
So what he's about to say is a continuation. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it what? It was not moved, it fell not, for it was founded on a rock.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, on a rock, on a rock, on a rock, on a rock. Everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not, he'll be likened to a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on the house, and completely different outcome. It fell, and it fell hard. Great was the fall of it. Why? Why? Because it was built on something that could be washed away. It was built on something that could be moved, that could be changed, that could be taken away. Our identity, our value, our worth should be built on the sure foundation of the solid rock of the Christ, who is the Word. Somebody say, I believe it, I believe it. We will never know who we are and what we are until we find out who He is and what He is, because I am in Him. Oh, I don't know if you get that or not. It is utter foolishness to try to escape from your normal activities to discover who you are. It's insanity. You can climb the highest mountain. You can sail around the world by yourself. You can fast for 30 days. You can do all kinds of things to discover your true self. I tell you, when you find it out, you ain't gonna be happy about it. Because without Him, it's nothing to shout about. Apart from Him, it's nothing you want to find out about. You don't want to find out who I am in me. I can give you scripture after scripture. In you, you know nothing. In you, you are nothing. In you, you have nothing. In you, you can do nothing. I'm quoting scriptures. I got scriptures for every one of those. You don't want to find out who you are in you. You know who you are in you? A failure. A problem. You'll never know who you are. Are you a believer? Anybody a believer in here? Have you been born again? Then you will never know who you are until you find out who He is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.